This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Get up and go breakfast.
It's a Thursday morning and we get to spend some quality time with Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Whew, it's a hot day. Staying cool in your side of the world. Morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Brad. I'm surprised we haven't all melted yet.
Yeah. Yesterday was a smoothie day. It was anything that could cool you down kind of day, and we're in for another one today. I've been enjoying talking about these diets. These are things that we see. These are things that some people are trying, or we're reading about, and we're pondering about. So we're really tackling this. I'm enjoying it. We come off last week's vegetarian diet, and now talking about vegan diet. Also, we spoke about plant-based. So we're seeing a little bit of that plant-based here again in as we dig into this vegan diet?
Yes, we are. So the vegan diet is 100% plant-based. Sometimes with vegetarians, they will still eat some forms of protein, but or animal proteins. But with vegans, there's no protein whatsoever. Well, there's no animal ingredients whatsoever. Mm. Many times, even supplementation that contains animal ingredients is excluded from the diet.
I've noticed some people choose a vegan diet, the others who have a vegan lifestyle, so they won't even, for example, buy a leather couch or something like that. So they're very much for animal rights as well as just how they eat. There's obviously benefits to a plant-based diet. What would those benefits be?
So it has a strong anti-inflammatory potential. But as you said, you know, it's often driven by an ethical or an environmental awareness. Mm. And so then it becomes a lifestyle. So nothing is animal. The clothing is not animal based. Mm. Your furniture, nothing around you is sourced from any animal source.
You've mentioned that it's 100% plant-based. We've been chatting about diets over the last 3 weeks. I think we've reached a point here where we'd have to say, does one need supplementation in a vegan diet? Because surely there are going to be many nutrients you're going to miss out if you're not going to be eating animal products or animal protein. How true would that be?
Yeah, so this is very true. So if you are going to follow this type of lifestyle, you do need to monitor your levels, and you have to make sure that your nutritional requirements are met. And supplementation is essential. It's not optional, because there are just too many of your nutrients that you won't be getting in their complete forms in this type of eating plan.
Yeah, let's have a look, if you don't mind, Wendy. I'd love to know what some of those negatives might be if you choose a vegan or 100% plant-based eating plan.
Okay. So there's a high risk for a B12 deficiency. So that can lead to anemia and certain neuropathy, which is nerve damage or nerve symptoms, you know, like burning or tingling in the feet and the hands. And it can change cognitive function as well. So brain function, concentration, focus, those kind of things. Because there's not enough essential fatty acids, a vegan diet will be much higher in omega-6 and will get no omega-3 in. And as I say, the supplementation with omega-3 is often limited because it's from an animal source. So that can also impact brain health, eye health, hormone health, and it can be quite inflammatory. So we've said that a vegan diet typically, or a plant-based diet, has anti-inflammatory components. But certain aspects can become pro-inflammatory, especially if you're eating them in large amounts. So lots of seeds and lots of nuts and sort of vegetable oils and those kind of things can convert to an inflammatory form of essential fatty acids.
Mm. What about the fact that if you're maybe not getting the protein needs in that you would need, would you find that you would experience something like muscle loss?
Yes. So there's something called sarcopenia, which means you look okay on the outside, but if you actually look at the balance, the body composition, your muscle to fat ratio is out. So we want to make sure that we've got sufficient muscle and less fat. And very often you'll find, because of the nutrient deficiencies and your body requiring protein, that your body can potentially consume your muscle tissue because that is protein. Mm. So if you're not getting your protein requirements elsewhere, then your body is going to make it's going to make a plan for itself, and that this can disrupt the balance of the fat to muscle ratio in your body.
Would there be some dangers around insulin resistance because you're consuming so many carbohydrate rich foods?
Yes. So as with the vegetarian diet, there is a higher risk for insulin resistance. Obviously, fatigue and those kind of things that are associated, blood sugar imbalances that are associated with a higher carbohydrate load. Mm. If you have to eat something to give you fuel, and because there's such a limit on the protein, you are generally going to be eating a lot more carbohydrates.
Mm. What about thyroid stress? Would that be an issue in a 100% plant-based or vegan diet?
Yes. So the thyroid is quite sensitive to raw cruciferous vegetables and soya products. Mm. You get something called they're called goiterogenic foods. And goiter is that inflammation of the thyroid, and you can potentially grow nodules on the thyroid as well. And lower amounts of iodine and selenium with a high intake of these goiterogenic foods, because often soy is the replacement for meat and for animal proteins, can increase your risk of thyroid-related diseases.
Mm. I've followed over the years, I have quite an interest in nutrition and these sorts of things, and have followed a couple of guys and girls online that follow a 100% vegan plant-based diet. They do seem to be thriving, but I think they're very specific, they're very scientific about it. I think in general, if somebody just says, okay, I'm just going to eat plant-based, I think you just sort of eat what you feel like eating and maybe don't measure macronutrients like proteins or carbohydrates or fats or whatever very carefully. And I think you could probably run yourself into quite serious areas of being undernourished when it comes to certain vitamins or minerals or macronutrients.
Yes, you can. So if you are choosing to follow this diet, it really has to be done like a science. You really have to get all the nutritional information that you can possibly get so that you're making sure that your diet is balanced. Because otherwise, you know, this undernourishment, it does strain your nervous system, can increase your cortisol levels, so you can feel more anxious. There can be all sorts of disruptions with body temperature regulation. You can have sleep disturbances. Wow. Another thing that's important to mention as well is that a lot of the plant-based foods can be anti-nutrients as well, because a plant makes phytic acid and chemical compounds to stop insects and bugs eating its leaves or fruit or whatever it is. And we can't break that down, so that actually can deplete our mineral absorption as well. So whether we follow a plant-based diet or a completely vegan diet, it's absolutely vital to make sure that you know your mineral and your vitamin requirements and your protein requirements are being met in the right ratios.
Yeah, that does sound like it would really need to be well worked out, and you'd really need some good advice. Simply just cutting meat out and just carrying on regardless, as you said, will inevitably then lead to some kind of concern, so you've got to keep your eye on that. We only have a short time together, Wendy. I think perhaps we can continue in more detail around intermittent fasting. But for those who tuned in because they were hoping we would speak about it this morning, let's just quickly get an intro into what intermittent fasting. I mean, fasting we understand is going without food. What's the meaning of intermittent fasting?
So intermittent fasting means that we have a time-restricted eating period. So you either will start eating later in the morning and finish eating earlier in the afternoon, and then you fast from sort of, say, 6 o'clock at night until the next morning. So some people do a long fasting window, like the 16-8, where you eat for 8 hours and for 16 hours you fast. Other people shorten that window. Some people go for a couple of days at a time. They build up to, you know, being able to fast for 48 or 72 hours. But it's a way of eating that can potentially improve your insulin sensitivity. Mm. It can reduce inflammation, and it can support cellular repair through the process of what's called autophagy, which is cell death. So we want to kill off the unhealthy cells. And often when we're feeding our bodies all the time and consistently, that process can't happen as effectively as it needs to. So intermittent fasting can be done as a way to improve our our body's ability to almost reset itself and regulate itself a bit better.
Well, that's fascinating. Let's continue that conversation, if that's okay with you, Wendy. We'll pick up. It's certainly worth chatting about. There seems to be, as with many of these things that you've been sharing, certainly a lot of positives. And the idea of somebody saying, what, I must go 16 hours without food. Okay, part of that, you're sleeping. And then I get to eat for 8 hours. That might seem a bit confusing. And for us to chat about what the positives and negatives are of intermittent fasting, we'll tackle that again in part 5 of Types of Diets next week. Wendy, thanks for hanging out with us. We so enjoy your company. Have a blessed time. Stay cool until we connect again.
Thank you so much, Brad, and have a great day too.
Thanks, Wendy. That's Wendy Christian, health coach, or Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. We'll connect with her again next week, part 1 through 4 and part 5. Today will be available for you a little bit later on, but the others already waiting for you on our podcast page at kpulpit.co.za. Click podcasts, choose Get Up and Go Breakfast. Hey, that's us. And then just scroll down until you find Dr. Wendy Christian. The rest is right there for you to listen to. More with her, God willing, next week.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.